left it very late in the day to record this. Again, like, I'm literally, like, in bed right now, and my phone's on my bedside table, so, like, so I can do this. So there's a very good chance that I may legitimately fall asleep while recording this and then finish it at a later time. But I'd really like to not do that because I know myself, and I'll be like, yeah, I'll get back to it. And then I won't for like a month or something. And that's what happened last time. Well, not like last time recently, but like before. And I've been doing really well, like keeping to my schedule. And I want to keep up that streak. So yay, trying to stay awake. He undressed each insecurity, pouring praise on my body, and I fell from heaven, enjoying attention and adoration. I was supernatural that night, so close to somewhere I had never been, guided from my guilt to a place of promised passion. Then, suddenly, I was lost, laying in the dark, choking on betrayal, my eyes wide, my tears running in fear from what he had become as he gripped my throat and called me a slut because a video told him that it drives women crazy. That was a nice cheery way to start the episode, wasn't it? a couple of months ago, decided to attempt online dating. I've done this before, but I normally sort of rage quit after a couple of days because I just get tired of getting like really poorly thought out messages, and I have no patience for it. I can't be bothered, do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh fuck, is this all there is really, you know? Because for me it's not like a physical thing, you know, because in terms of that kind of thing, I'm not, you know, it's not the most important thing for me. For me the most important thing is the way a person acts, the way a person, you know, behaves. And for me, the way a person speaks to me is very important. And so when someone straight off the bat, you know, isn't making a good first impression with how they talk to me, it just makes me feel like I don't want to, you know, continue this endeavor anymore. So I've tried this before and it never really works out. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of people are just sending out, like, copy and paste messages, you know what I mean? But anyway, so I tried it again recently. I don't remember when this was, because as you know, I have no real concept of time, so, but it feels like it was maybe a couple of months ago. Anyway, so I actually, like, do this whole profile thing. I fill out the biography, I answer the questions asked me, I put up some pictures, you know what I mean. I get this message from this guy. And I mean, it's pretty clear that he didn't read my profile. Because, and this is going to make me sound like a crazy person, but I do this for a very specific reason. And that is because I don't know why, but it seems to be a thing for people to call each other, but particularly I've found women, sluts and stuff, and like whores and stuff, and I really don't like it. Like, actually, I'm gonna be real with you, if some people like that, great, that's nice for them, but for me it actually legitimately upsets me if somebody calls me that, it actually really hurts me, like, a lot. And so I don't like being called that, especially not in an intimate scenario. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like twice as vulnerable in that scenario. And then for someone to just throw that at me, it's like, what the fuck? But anyways, so it specifically said in my biography that I hated being called that. I just did not respond well to that at all. So this guy sends me what I think is probably a copied and pasted thing. You know, like, maybe he sent it to quite a few other people. I don't know. But it was basically, like, just straight off the bat. He didn't even ask, you know, how I was, how I was finding things, what I'm looking for, what my name is. He didn't say anything to indicate he'd read my profile. He just sent me this long, rambly, like, sexual role play thing, you know. And he's talking about, I don't know, something about a hotel, champagne, a suit. He starts calling himself daddy. He says I'm a slut, and I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the, you know? And I went through, like, these different stages of, like, how I felt. I was like, I was hurt because he called me the one thing I hate. I was angry because who the fuck does this dude think he is? You know? Really, bitch? You come here to me and you say, really? Okay. I was also, like, slightly amused because I was like, I don't know, maybe this was like my degree talking, but I was like, this is really poorly written. There are some severe problems here from a technical standpoint, you know. So I was like, do I get my red pen out and correct this? I don't know. But I was also, like, really grossed out and like, ew, that's disgusting, you know what I mean? And it was just kind of all, like, swirling around together. I was like angry, sad, pissed off, outraged, disrespected, amused, entertained, you know what I mean? And so I just thought to myself, well, that's that then. And I literally, I'm not even joking, just, like, shut the profile down that day. I was like, I'm shutting it down. It's time to go. Bye. I couldn't be bothered. But I find that happens a lot these days. A lot of people just kind of, because, I mean, here's the thing. If you get to know a person before you start throwing that kind of thing at them, then you're going to know, okay, they don't like when you do this. They like this. This is what they prefer. This is what's going to get a positive reaction from them. You know what I mean? But people just, I don't know. I think sometimes, I don't know, maybe I just view things in a different way to other people, but I just don't get the point in being selfish when it comes to situations like that. Because, like, I don't know, I don't get anything from that. And I don't really get how anyone else does unless they're, like, some kind of crazed narcissist. You know. But anyway, I just kind of felt some kind of way about it the other day. But actually, do you know, I just told you that story about that profile, whatever, but that wasn't even what I was writing about at the time. I was actually writing about somebody, you know. And I think it's funny because this person, like, they have this habit of, like, popping up into my life. And the first few times I was kind of fooled by it, but now I'm just like, okay. And I just feel like they're kind of a narcissist and, you know, they're a bit obsessed with themselves and, you know, they're very manipulative. But he always comes back and he's always like, I'm really sorry about how things were. I'm really sorry about how I was with you and what I did. And I'm like, And at first I kind of fell for it, but now I'm just like, you're not sorry, sis. Because if you were, then I call everyone sis now, I'm sorry. But like, if he was sorry, then why would he keep coming back and bothering me for a start? But then also, why does he always take it straight back to that place? You know what I mean? If he knows how I feel about that, then why does he keep attempting to circumvent that for his own, I don't know if I just use circumvent correctly, but whatever, for his own, like, his own needs. If he truly was sorry and he really did care about me, then he'd say, you know what? I hurt her feelings once before by being selfish and putting myself first and not caring about what she needed. I'm not going to do that again. If I talk to her, I'm going to be considerate. But best case scenario, I'm not going to talk to her because it's not what she needs. You know what I mean? Any fucking way, I wrote that, and I'm sorry it was a bit of a downer start to the episode. I'm going to try and find something happier to read. My bad. Sure that I may have like screwed up the royalty details of that, but to be fair, I'm not like that interested in royal families as a concept. I just really like the imagery that I was kind of working with there, you know, and this whole idea of these two people who are like gonna be together, but then she's like, oh, actually I can't do this because I still have this other person, and I needed to make him like more powerful than the prince. So I was like, oh, he's a king. But then I was like reading it back just now, I'm like, wait, that makes it sound like I've implied like some kind of thing, like it's either his dad or her dad. But here's the tea: it's going to be a king from some other place, okay? So there's no incest problems. It's fine. Anyway. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to write about like something like that. You know, when you want to be with someone and you're having a great time, and then you're like, oh, well, maybe I kind of still love this other person. It's a bit shit, isn't it? You know. But you don't realise until it's too late. and you've kind of already got invested with this other person, and they're, you know, they're just kind of crazy about you, and you're like, oh, fuck, sorry, my bad. But obviously in a more serious way than that, because, you know, people's feelings are not a game, and I think, you know, you have to be careful, but it's difficult, you know. I mean, how can I be in charge of looking after someone else's feelings when I don't even know what my own are doing half the time, you know? Do I know how I feel today? Not really. Just trying to live, you know. I have to go through life and sort of hope I've got it figured out, and, you know. And sometimes you don't mean to, like, still care about someone else. It just happens. Being human is really complicated and difficult. Frankly, I don't feel it's worth the effort, because I'm not really feeling any benefits, if I'm honest. Like, what do I gain from this, you know? What am I gaining that I couldn't do if I was, like an iguana or something? They're living good lives. They have to worry about this shit, you know? When's the last time that you saw them having to navigate these complicated things, you know? Do you know what? I understand now why sometimes people leave comments, like, on my posts asking me, you know, if I take drugs and stuff. I get it. I don't. I just, you know, I like to think about things. I like to talk about things. Do you know, I think if I had a co-host, I would go off track a lot less, and I wouldn't be hypothesizing. I'm so sure I'm saying that wrong. I'd have someone to correct me on that as well. But I'd also spend less time, like, thinking about, like, oh, what would it be like to be an iguana? Do you know what I mean? Because I'd have someone say, okay, it's time to get back on topic. Put in one of those cute little musical transitions you do and read another poem. See? Right, I'm going to do all that now. To be alive from the very first breath to the rapturous rattle of my finale. But there is so much mundane madness to get through for the moments with you where I'm truly alive. I want to learn how to exist without sustainment from some ideal love, starring you, me, starry-eyed. And breathe from myself as if you didn't matter at all. But it can't be true, as much as I wish it, because without you, I am twiddling my unmarried, unsatisfied thumbs, waiting for a sign that I am worth love and I can feel love, although I tell myself I'm worth living without it. That's actually something I used to struggle with a lot. It's something I really remember from when I first had my first ever serious relationship. I really hated the bits in between seeing him, which now I look back and I'm like, ugh. God's sake, you were in your first year of uni, for God's sake, like, there was so much for you to do, and you wasted so much time, like, sitting around being like, oh, why won't he text me, why won't he call me, oh, I wish he was here right now, like, girl, really? And you know the dumbest part is that when we were together, we weren't even really doing anything that interesting. It would always be like, we would sit in his room, like, watching films, or TV shows. And it was pretty much always stuff he picked, by the way, but that's another story for another time. Or, you know, we would be going out to places that he picked because, you know, again, of course we did, you know. But we were never doing anything, like, super exciting or super fun. So it's not like it was this, like, whole other life that I was missing out on, this really exciting, fun time. You know what I mean? So when I'm, like, waiting for those moments when I could be with him, and then I get there and then those moments are actually quite boring, but I was, like, convincing myself at the time that I was having a really great time and it was really fun and I loved being with him. But by doing that and by sort of wishing away the time when I wasn't with him, I was actually missing out on actually good stuff. And that's a shame. That kind of sucks. But, you know, I think sometimes you just have to just kind of bring yourself down to, you know, a sensible place and say, yes, it's nice to be in love and it's nice to miss somebody, but you can't, you have to remember to exist when they're not there. Okay, that's all for tonight. Pretty much out of necessity because I am at this point, like, quite close to falling asleep. But I got a whole episode done. Yay! Well, kind of. Anyway, if you wanted to find out more about my work or what I do or whatever, then you can find lots of information at jenniferwan.com. As well as more content, there's lots of other podcast episodes there, there's videos, audio, and there's a whole archive of poems and stories that I've written that you can read, so that's really fun. You can also find me on social media with the username Miss J Squared on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr. I'm also on YouTube. If you type in Jennifer Wan, I'll probably come up. But also, you can check the description below and my YouTube channel is there. And oh yeah. you can get my new book, 27 with a White Lighter, which is a collection of poetry. And you can get that from my website. You can get it on Amazon and stuff. Or you can go to 27withawhitelighter.com and you can get it there as well. And you can find previews and information about it there. And you can also, you can download and stream and however you consume your music, my new single Winter Girl, which came out on Friday, and you can also find the music video on my YouTube channel or my website, which again is jenniferwan.com. I think that's everything. Yeah, I'll see you next week. Good night, my love.